In Denmark, we have walked towards a more work-focused benefit system. Danish disability policy is characterized by employment orientation and mainstreaming. But the situation for people with disability is not just a result of the policy, but also, and perhaps mostly, a result of societal development. The employment orientation is, in fact, an old tradition in all Scandinavian welfare systems, except for a period of 25 years. First, 10 years of welfare optimism, and then 15 years of mass unemployment, which we remedied by great cash transfers. But since 1990, we have had a new employment orientation in the policy. It's also characterized by mainstreaming. No or very few special laws, no special agencies, like the gender equality policy. And this has a history. Perhaps you know Niels Erik Bank Mikkelsen, who was a pioneer in Danish disability policy and a great proponent of mainstreaming. And we have since 1980, built up different political organs of mainstreaming. Lastly, municipal disability councils in all municipalities. the employment policy has developed mostly with more support of disabled people coming into employment, permanent wage support, and which was in 1998 transformed into the recent, the now, which we have now, the law of flex jobs. And the idea in flex job is that the employer pays what the working force is worth in production, and the state pays the rest. It may be 50% or 67% of the wage. There was originally a goal of 40,000 flex jobs. Now it has grown into 53,000, and I don't know how much it will grow, but perhaps not so much more. We have also got the law of on disabled persons in employment, where the most important is the personal assistant, which also today also is available for people with intellectual disablement and power with people with mental health problems. Since 2001, from 2001 to this year, we have had what we call a blue government, liberal conservative government, with programs, specific programs for very often for very specific group of disabled people, blind people, people using sign language, and so on. Great number of projects. But the employment policy has changed character in the Red government's time. It was a policy for employing most possible people. For the blue government, it was more so that the employment of people with disabilities was more or less a legitimation of being more tough to other unemployed people. So this has a somewhat different character. The welfare policy has been a development from pensions to services, so that in the 90s we had a considerable reduction in the award of disability pensions. Without changing the law, but only changing the authority who made the awards. And since then, or also a little before, we have had a steadily growing proportion of disability pensions with a psychiatric background. And that it's now more than 50%. For the in the welfare policy, the services have doubled in expenses every decade, at least since 1990. And this development is not has not ended. There's no sign of change in that, but it cannot remain forever. Education, I will mention from 2004, a special study support for students with disabilities. And we now have 4,000 of these students, and 50% of them is with mental health problems. The disability addition is more than the ordinary study support, which students get when they have their own household. What's the effects of that? The Blue government has made a great effort to make studies of the outcome of the employment policy, which are considerably greater than most of our disability research in Denmark. And in the first period, we found a growing employment, and then it falled again in connection with the crisis. But we also found that the crisis did not hit disabled people more than other people. So that's perhaps because the employer pays what the working force is worth for the employer. So the employer has no, so to say, no reason for dismissing disabled people more than other people, even if there are economic problems. We have found more acceptance of disabled colleagues on the workplace, steadily growing acceptance. We have also found that there are more people with mental health problems in job. That has been recently rather great growth in that proportion. But we have also found a method problem, because in our research, people are defining themselves as disabled, but we have found that this varies in accordance with the unemployment rate. So we have a difficulty there, must find more advanced methods of evaluating the development. What's the effect of the welfare policy? We don't know much about that. We have had, in fact, a great change, because if you go back to 90, we have much more medical reasons for awarding. And to take an example, a wheelchair user could automatically get a disability pension. That's quite different now. It's not the medical condition has no influence. It's only a question of being able to work. And many wheelchair users are, in fact, very able to work. So that must be evaluated and taken into account. But we don't know if that functions. Does it really give people with these conditions more work? And I should like to make much more of that research. And the same about education policy. We have research that shows that most people who go to special need classes will have very little gain from that. But we don't know if it is because of the special need classes. So that could be also be very interesting to have much more exact knowledge of such a thing. I expect we have in connection with the welfare policy, we have seen one example of a cut. That is parents with disabled children who earlier got, if they must go down in working time, earlier they got all that compensated. Now, last year, it was introduced a ceiling of that, so that it's only up to a certain amount they get compensated. But that's a very little thing. We have not really had cuts. But on the other hand, much of the social legislation in Denmark is very much up to municipalities. They are able to give some, not just what is demanded by law, but also more. And there has been much more cuts in that extra amount, which is much more difficult to get now. But I expect that the crisis will have some impact on the welfare in the time that comes, even if we have now got a red government. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you.